Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Podcast Network Asia.
10 ways to open up to love again after you've been hurt. A poetic guide on how to love again. Hello, my friend, and welcome back to the podcast. It's me, the host of the show, and your friend, Julianne. And for today's podcast episode, I want to talk about love. Love, the most amazing thing of all. In many podcast episodes I've recorded, I mentioned to you that I believe that we are created by love, for love, to love. God is love. Okay, and thank the Lord for the opportunity to love God, love your life, love others. But of course, love is risky. There's a risk of getting hurt, and it can be very hard to open up to love again after you've been hurt. I understand because I have been there. Okay, there is this disappointment that you can feel, right? And a lot of times you just want to give up on love. But if we don't allow ourselves to open up to love again, we can miss out on the good things in life, and we can miss out on the chance of finding the love that we truly want. So here are 10 ways to help you open up to love again. Number one, think of heartbreak as something of the past. Okay, you can't take heartbreak with you wherever you go. It can be hard to forget it, but it doesn't have to be the first thought that comes to your mind when you meet someone who has potential. Focus on the present moment. Number two, trust in God. What if the Lord has better plans for you? Plans that don't involve tears and heartache. And the only way we can trust the Lord and His plan for us is to let go. Let go of the pain, what we can't change. Okay. Number three, take the lessons. I believe that whenever we feel pain in our lives, whenever we are disappointed, whenever we go through a heartache or a relationship that ended, there's always a lesson. I believe that we go through these life experiences to learn and grow. And so when you get knocked down, just learn how to stand back up. To open up to love again, you have to look at the lessons the heartbreak taught you about yourself. You know, maybe it taught you to trust your intuition or to love yourself more, or know when to walk away, or know how to set boundaries. Number four, don't take your bitterness or resentment, okay? Don't be bitter, be better. If the person that you were with was not good, don't go to their level. Don't lose yourself, lose the good qualities about you, and be bitter and be like the person who hurt you. Don't let it change you into someone that you're not, into someone you wouldn't be proud to be. Number five, understand that closing your heart off is not going to make you any happier. Okay, it's normal. It's healthy, actually, to have your walls up, of course, protect yourself, right? But to close yourself off completely and have a negative outlook on love is just going to make you regretful and miserable, okay? I heard this, and it's true. The grass is not always greener on the safe side. Like I mentioned, love is a risk, and I believe that it should be a risk we're willing to take, because love is one of the most beautiful blessings the Lord has given us, even though it's scary. Number six, be honest with yourself. Okay, be honest with yourself about what went wrong. Sometimes it's you, sometimes it's them, sometimes it's the both of you, sometimes it's timing, sometimes it's your own insecurities. Be honest with yourself with what went wrong and pin down how you contributed to it so that you can avoid these mistakes in the future. Seven, accept that love will always, always, always be risky. Okay, every time you catch feelings for someone or you have that feeling that you're about to fall for someone, it's kind of like a punch in the gut, right? It's like, oh no, ano na. Will it fail again? Will it be good for me? How long will it last? You know, it's always going to be risky. Okay, the outcome is never guaranteed. Hindi ibig sabihin that your first 3 dates are amazing na your whole life with them will be amazing then, right? So you have to know that the outcome is never really guaranteed with love. But as with everything in life, some things are totally worth the risk. And sometimes taking the risk is the only way you can feel alive. Love makes you feel alive. Love makes you cherish your life even more. Number 8, take your time. Take your time to heal, to get to know someone new, to listen to your heart, pay attention to your feelings. Take your time. You don't have to rush. 9, let go of comparisons. Comparing yourself to others or to your ex will not let you enjoy the moment, okay? Don't judge a book by its cover. Don't be so hard on yourself. We all have our own journeys and we need to trust that our story will unfold into something beautiful and something that will have a happy ending. And number 10, know that you are deserving of love. You are deserving of love. You are deserving of the opportunity to love again, to love and to be loved, to put out effort, put out love and have it reciprocated. Okay, think of the people who love you and who think well of you. Think of the good things that you do for people and how you support your friends and your family. Think of how you're trying to be a better person every single day and let these things be a reminder that you are a person worthy of love and that you deserve true love. Don't settle for something that you know is not for you. Don't close yourself off completely to something that can be so, so beautiful. And my friend, recently I've been having quite a few laughs reflecting on my life and my love life. I was just talking to my mom about it, but I've mentioned this to my parents quite a few times that I am so unbelievably grateful for the human experience and for the Lord allowing me to collect so many interesting, beautiful, meaningful memories with other human beings. And I am just so, so grateful that I find lessons, valuable lessons, and I find value in the relationships I've been in, with the people that I've dated and gotten to know and have loved. I feel so immeasurably grateful to the Lord for allowing me to experience that. And I think that when we shift our mindset from a potentially regretful one to something that's immensely grateful, it's so much easier to move forward and to open yourself up to love again. And that's something that I've realized throughout these years, is that when we focus on all the good things that we get, even from a relationship that ends or a friendship that ends or an opportunity that we miss, if we focus on our faith, our belief in the Lord's plan for us, thank you, Jesus, and for just the fact that you were able to feel alive and to experience and to live and how blessed you are for that, everything just becomes better. And it's so much easier to move forward and to let love find you again. And it will. Love will find you again, my friend. Keep the faith. Know that your presence has purpose. There's a reason why you're here, why you're still here. You still have time to change, grow, and be the person you believe you are meant to be. And most importantly, my friend, remember that the Lord God is with us. Please do share this with family, friends, people who you think need to hear this. Tag me on Instagram story, and I'll talk to you on the next podcast episode.
The views and opinions expressed by the podcast creators, hosts, and guests do not necessarily reflect the official policy and position of Podcast Network Asia, the hosts of the program, or other programs of the network. Any content provided by the people on the podcast are of their own opinion and are not intended to malign any religion, ethnic group, club, organization, company, individual, or anyone or anything.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.